Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're back from over there. Hiya, gang. This is Ken Carpenter with another set of answers to the requests you've sent to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Request number one asks for a mistress of ceremonies whose personality, charm, and talent has sent her to the top of the Hollywood heat. And here she is, Betty Hutton.
Thanks, Ken, and hiya, men. This command performance is kind of a special one, folks, because it's dedicated to the anniversary of one of the greatest units in any branch of the service, the Army Nurse Corps. It's a small way to acknowledge the big job they've done, but for what it's worth, here's a deep bow to the Army nurses from each and every one of us here at home. And now let's get the show rolling with a swell number sung by a swell team. Come to Baby Drew is done by Ginger Lou and Jean, the Denning Sisters. An MC manners to tell an audience that they've never heard of the guest that's about to appear. But I honestly don't think many of you have heard of him. That is, not yet. But you're going to, and from what I've seen and heard, I'm sure you're going to be mighty glad to make his acquaintance. Here he is, Larry Storch. Welcome to command.
Thank you, Miss Hutton.
And what are you going to do for us, Larry?
Well, I'm kind of pinch-hitting tonight for some of the stars who couldn't make it.
Well, like who, for instance?
Well, like Cary Grant, for instance.
How, for instance?
Well, like Bo, for instance. Remember Cary in None But the Lonely Heart? He had a little bit of cockney in his voice, and to me he sounded like this.
Hiya, Ma! It's me, Ernie Mott. I'm home, Ma. Can't say as I'm here for long, though. You know Ernie Mott, you do. free as a breath of wind, I am. I love you very, very much, Ma. You know that. You're my girl. But I can't breathe here, Ma. And when I go, I don't want any tears. I want a great big smile. Well, I'm on my way, Ma. Mind you don't catch cold, Ma. Cheerio, Ma. That was Ma.
Thank you. And then there's a fellow that runs a restaurant. I think you'll recognize him when you hear... Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the late mates ate. Archie the Magic talking. Hello, Duffy. Yes, say, Duff. You'll never recognize the place since I fixed it up. Try to visionize a spot with gorgeous drapes. Dim light. Nothing but the soft glow from the pinball machines. Yeah, Duffy. And we got one of them new Swedish cooks, you know? Yeah. One of them smorgasbord. Huh? Duffy, something terrible just happened, you know? Yeah, we're ruined, Duffy. And somebody won the Cupid doll on the punch board. I can't say nothing to the guy, Duffy, because he's awful treacherous. Yeah, it's Peter Lorre.
I don't know why everyone says I'm treacherous and cold-blooded. You only have to look at me to see that I'm very sensitive. And yet everyone misunderstands me. I know what they say when I walk down the street. They say, there goes Peter Lorre. That's him, that's the one. He set fire to his mother. You know, I'm really a very industrious worker. One day I did a job for some fellow. I took a man, I shot him, and stabbed him, and strangled him, and hung him. And then I beat him over the head with a crowbar. Unfortunately, it turned out to be the wrong fellow. But think of the practice I got. But you know, I'm really not responsible for these terrible things I do. I have a blood brother, a partner in crime, Humphrey Bogart. That's the one, Humphrey Bogart.
All right, smart guy. When the chips are down, you turn yellow and squeal. Well, now, isn't that splendid? Now, get up against that wall before I pull your nose down and hook it under your chin. Now, just keep in mind that I'm a candidate for hang and see. And if anyone here makes a wrong move, I'll kill the whole lot of you. Now, we'll have a couple of beers and listen to the music, and then I got to be running along. And don't anybody here try to follow me. I've always been a very tough guy. Even in school, while the other kids was rubbing out the blackboards, I was rubbing out the teacher.
Thank you very much. Which brings me to the effervescent, bubbling Frank Morgan.
Oh? Really, Kensington? Are you serious? I should like to say, my boy, the children offer no problem. It's very simple. I merely have the child do whatever I do. When I get up in the morning, he gets up. When I wiggle my toes, he wiggles his. When I eat breakfast, he eats breakfast. Although, now it's becoming a little embarrassing. As I caught the little fellow this morning trying to kiss the maid next door. Well, so long, fellas.
But... Thank you very much. And of all the prominent actors I've seen and heard, there's no one who recites poetry quite like Mr. Ronald Coleman. I remember once I heard him say to a very lovely lady,
If I were king, our love, if I were king, what tributary nations would I bring to stoop before your scepter and to swear allegiance to your lips and eyes and hair? Beneath your feet, what treasures I would fling. The star should be your pearls upon a string. The world a ruby for your finger ring. And you should have the sun and moon to wear if I were king.
Even though our next guest is an officer, he's as popular with GIs everywhere as he was with civilians everywhere. Singing A Little Bit of Heaven, here's Lieutenant J.G. Dennis Day.
Have you ever heard the story of how Ireland got its name? I'll tell you so you'll understand from whence old Ireland came. No wonder that we're proud of that dear land across the sea. For here's the way, me dear old mother,
fine, Dennis. Your voice sounds great. But if you don't mind, there's a small question I'd like to ask.
What is it, Miss Hutton?
Were you ever a boy soprano?
Well, if you promise not to tell anybody, yes.
Well, when did your voice change?
The day I rode my bicycle into a brick wall with a lollipop in my mouth. But I really didn't get anywhere with my singing until radio came along.
Yeah, that's funny. I got my first break in radio, too. Another girl and myself had a morning program. We were called the Early Birds.
The Early Birds?
Yeah. For 13 weeks, nobody heard us but worms.
You know, Betty, another fellow and I had a program like that, too. We were called the Sunrise Kids. Jokes and guffaws while you put on your drawers.
You know, those programs are still going strong, Dennis.
Yeah, I hear them every morning.
Do one right now, Dennis. Ken, introduce us.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The Brotherly Love Finance Company is on the air. Presenting that happy twosome, Dennis Day and Betty Hutton, brought to you at a cost of nothing.
If you should need money, we'll lend it. Just borrow $1,000 and spend it. And if you don't pay us, it doesn't dismay us. We'll just take your neck and we'll bend it.
Well, well, well. Good morning, all you lucky listeners. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Betty. Well, here we are, your old friends, the Sunrise Kids.
I can't stand it. He's too happy.
You miss me. Yes, sir, we're the Sunrise Kids, back on the air for the Brotherly Love Finance Company. And now, a word from our sponsor.
You need money. Well, drop in at the Brotherly Love Finance Company. No interest, no collateral, no carrying charges, no signature. Just make the payments whenever you please. And when you're all paid up, we let your wife out of the bear trap.
Correct time.
For those who live in the east,
10 a.m.
For those who live in the west,
7 a.m.
For those who live in the Rocky Mountains,
cold, isn't it?
So don't forget, when you're looking for a loan, come to the Brotherly Love Finance Company. Brotherly Love Finance Company spelled backwards is...
Look him again, Charlie. He's still old as a fuck.
Happened to me on the way to the store.
A funny thing happened. to you on the way to the studio today.
Yeah, I met a botanist. You know what a botanist is, don't you?
No, what is a botanist?
A botanist is a guy who sells on botany.
You tell him, Brooklyn, you got the bridge. How about giving me your telephone number?
Dennis, I'd love to give you my telephone number, but it's a private number.
Yeah, I know. Every private in the Army has it.
And now for our theme song. Take it, girl.
Money.
We loan it. Two guys in need. You pay it. Oh, yes, indeed.
Money.
We'll get you out of the red. Just leave your right arm and head.
Money.
If you haven't got Mazuma, don't be blue. Come right in and we will take good care of you.
If you aren't behind in your rent, we charge 33%.
Moolah.
If you should decide to keep our dough instead,
we will put a nice round hole right in your head.
No reference, nothing to sign.
Just leave your eyes behind.
Have
if you're looking for some cash to build a house,
ask for Joe, you couldn't find a nicer louse.
Ha, 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 ha. Ho, 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 hee, 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 hee.
I'm Joe.
How do you, Joe? How do you do?
He's Joe.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
Money.
Betty, is the real Miss Hutton, how about a real song from you?
Well, right now, that swell singing group, the Four Hits, are draping themselves around a neighboring microphone so they can help me do a little job on a tune we did in the movie Star Club. It's Dr. Lawyer, Indian Chief.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian, too. Neither doctor, lawyer, nor Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean. There's a lot of little birds in the blue. Neither fish nor fowl, says the wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true. You're the chick with the slickest trick, and every tick I'm a ticker tick. For you, follow through. Tell the doctor to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and Tommy Hawk back to little rain in the face. Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true. Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true.
performance special. In the past, you've heard songs that have made history, melodies that have captured the imaginations of millions. But tonight, Command Performance presents... Your Flop Parade. Featuring the 10 saddest sacks in Melody Alley. And brought to you by the... Tobacco Company. Makers of... cigarettes. And now, here's Mr. L.S. Nicotine from Ashtray, South Carolina.
Hey, that's 31-3-3, the mother thing, 34-4-4, the mother thing. Don't buy it.
Your Flop Parade presents your vocalists for the ensuing bit of musical nausea. Dennis and Betty.
Good evening, music haters everywhere.
Well, Dennis, have you dug up any good stinkeroos?
Yes, Betty, I think I've got one.
Well, shoot the flop to us, Pop.
Here it is, the number 10 flop of the week that's bound to go nowhere fast.
Yachting, yachting, that is the sport for me. Yachting, yachting, over the deep blue sea. There's one more thing I like. That's riding on a bike and swimming.
Yes, that was awful. And now a message from our sponsor.
Ladies and gentlemen, does your taste different lately? Switch to our brand, and you'll be in sick bay in a week. They're so round, so firm, so fully packed. Of course, we can't tell you what they're packed with.
Now, Betty, what's number 9 on our parade of dismal dandies?
Oh, it's a Lulu, Dennis. This song is so bad it was only requested twice. Once by the composer's mother and once on the Phil Baker show where people will do anything for $64. Here it is, number 9. Hammacker Schlammer, I love you. Roebuck and Sears, I adore you. If you want to buy a bassinet or buy a hog, don't be in a fog. Use our catalog. Hammacker Schlammer, you're sweet, dear. Hammacker Schlammer, I repeat, dear. Macy's and Gimbals have plenty of thimbles, but I love you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. That was really lousy. Now for number 8, we turn to the Dinning Sisters with a song that has endeared itself to millions. Here it is, number 8.
KKKKB, beautiful KB. You're the only D-D-D-Dale that I adore. I told the sergeant where to put his potatoes. Now I haven't got my stripe on anymore.
Was really repulsive.
The number 2 song.
Just a minute. What happened to 6, 5, 4, and 3?
Oh, those were so bad, even we couldn't stand them. So here's your number 2 song. It's a real flop, but a songwriting thief stole this song and turned it around backwards and made a hit out of it called Yes, We Have No Bananas. But here it is in its original form, the number 2 song. Yes, We Have No Bananas, backwards.
Today, bananas, so have we. Bananas, so have we, yes.
Oh, I thank you. I thank you, Mr. Nazaro.
Hutton, miss, welcome are you.
And now a word from a tobacco buyer.
Well, sir, I've been a-growing tobacco for nigh on to 35 years. I've seen many a crop come and go, and after smoking one of your cigarettes, I feel sure this crop ought to go. So don't forget, for men who know tobacco best, it's Juicy Fruit 2-1.
And now the top tune of the week.
This song has been acclaimed by GIs all over the world as the flop tune of this and every week. Here it is, number one.
And there you have it, your flop parade, presented by the Tobacco Company. Remember, spelled backwards is...
Betty Hutton again, gang. You probably recognize this song, the song of the Army Nurse Corps. During the war, when the going was the toughest, you might have heard this phrase, or you might have said it yourself. Well, if the nurses can take it, so can we. To the Army Nurse Corps on its 45th anniversary, to all you women in white who did so much when things were the blackest, all of us on command performance join others everywhere in saying congratulations. Good night.